Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited that Pam Harper is back with us. Pam's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top experts in the world on reinventing yourself, on making sure that your company is adapting to the environment around it. And she speaks to large audiences and consults with individuals and the leaders of organizations, and she's here to share her wisdom with us today. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, her book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock, which I recommend that you check out. Pam, I was telling the audience before you got here about some of the things that some of my thoughts on reinventing yourself, and I was telling them that reinvention, sometimes when people think reinvention, that means like, okay, I used to be a farmer, now I'm going to be a doctor. You know, that's not what reinvention means.
Not at all.
An example I gave was that if you sell shoestrings and Pam and Jim say you need to reinvent yourself, we don't necessarily mean you need to stop selling shoestrings. That's another decision. But the way you take those shoestrings to market, how you respond to customer expectations in the 21st century and in an era that I'm calling the age of the customer, that's where the reinvention is happening on and needs to be focused on a regular basis.
I agree with you 100%. I think the name of the game is to stay relevant. And you mentioned that, I know, right before I came mm-hmm. on, that relevancy is where it's at. And in order to stay relevant, you have to be thinking about things and be aware of what's happening out there. And so I actually have two big areas as far as what I would advise people, my clients, in terms of reinventing for growth. And we're talking about doing this not because you're in crisis, but rather because you want to continue to stay relevant. And it's a proactive kind of thing. So the first is really to think strategically, as you were saying, about some of the trends that are out there related mm-hmm. to your customer. And one of the biggest trends I'm seeing, and others are talking about as well, is we certainly are living in an age of the empowered customer.
That's right, the age of the customer.
The age of the empowered customer. And the empowered customer makes his or her own choices no matter what you tell that person. They are out there and they are looking for their own information and trying to get it as quickly as they can.
And they can get it. That's the key.
And they can get it, exactly. In fact, with all the technology that's out there, they can get it faster, but they have different expectations of the businesses. So, for instance, yesterday there was a big power outage for network solutions, which I happen to be on.
Mm-hmm.
And the empowered consumer that I am, I was on there looking at how soon are they going to get up. And they were tweeting back to customers. They were on Facebook. You know, they handled that very well. So I think what we're seeing is that, you know, obviously things happen, but customers are taking things into their own hands. They're saying, how can I get information? How can I get it quickly?
Well, they responded to what they had already identified would be, they were already anticipating, what would our customer expectations be in a case like this? Would it be enough that we, you know, in the old days, they might have sent customers an email. Maybe they did that. Maybe they did that this time, too, for all we know. But they would think, okay, we know our customers are on the social media sites, so we'll let them know about that. And so somewhere somebody got mad at them because they didn't hear from them or they didn't find out what happened, but they had a reasonable expectation that, well, we tried, we used all these methods, and we feel like we did a pretty good job of getting the message out.
So the key is really in the first trend, and I talk about these things as trends, and I think I agree with you, Jim, that they did a good job, I think, in communicating. But it's important to understand that your customers in whatever industry you're in are looking for information. They're looking to take things into their own hands to make sure that they get the service that they need.
Yep.
And so you
and if you don't and if they don't when they show up and this and see this is a really important point here, Pam, because when they show up, not necessarily on your website, but when they show up look in the marketplace looking for whatever it is that you sell, and they happen to glance over your way. And they don't see things that look like these people have an idea about what my expectations are, then that's a moment of expectation and a moment of a potential irrelevance. And if they just glance beyond you and go to the next person, that you became irrelevant at that moment. You didn't even know that person existed.
That's true. It's also a moment of opportunity, and that's what I want to also stress. And it's something that I stress to the audience that I was just speaking with, is that what this really gives you when you look strategically at what the trends are with your customers and other issues such as technology, and there are more, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, is that there are so many opportunities that are out there to add new value. And in that way, not saying you're changing, you know, that you were selling eggs today and shoelaces tomorrow, but that there are opportunities to expand how you serve your customers.
Right, right.
Let me give you
a real practical example. If you have a website that you've had for years and you've done your best to keep it pretty current, well, in the future, you may be saying, well, I don't know how the social media is going to work for me. I don't know how to incorporate that into my business. Well, maybe it could be as simple as creating a fan page on Facebook that is it's a companion to your website, because some people may prefer to go there instead of your website. It takes a little bit of work just to get it up. It doesn't cost a lot of money. But that, to me, that would be a strategic way of saying, okay, I'm going to make sure that I meet the expectations of people who are on Facebook. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%, Jim. In fact, it's great that you mentioned that, because one of the other trends that I was going to emphasize as well is so many of the technology trends and social media that makes it possible for almost any business to be a worldwide business, a global business,
right,
in one way, shape, or form. I'm seeing, in fact,
Pam, hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I want you to give us the website before we go, please.
Sure. It's businessadvance.com.
Businessadvance.com. Check it
That's
out. The
right.
book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and the name on that book is Pamela S. Harper. She says we can call her Pam. 20 after, right back with Pam. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.